You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's reading is Romans 8, verses 31 to 39. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is it to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, and who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. We are continuing this week of celebration, as today we celebrate God's love, more specifically, his steadfast love. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which we celebrate this week, he won for us the ultimate victory. Death no longer is the end. As Jesus reconciled us to the Father, we can now dwell with God forever. As we talked about in Revelation 21 earlier this week, death now actually pushes us closer to God, closer to the ultimate union with God who loved us and created us, thanks to Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, we ought not to fear death. Death does not end, nor can it take away from us the greatest thing that we have, which is the steadfast love of the Lord. And if death can't separate us from this love of God, what can? That is Paul's point, as he lists tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, and sword. All of these would be and are significant challenges for many of us. However, compared to the steadfast love of Jesus, which we cannot earn but only accept, these are nothing. And that love that Jesus Christ has won for us in his resurrection and has showed us is unchanging. Nothing can take it away from us. Just like nothing we can do earns it, nothing we can do gains this love for us, but only to accept it, so nothing can take it from us except us denying it. We are each made for love. It is our ultimate need and desire. And that ultimate love, need, and desire is secure in Jesus Christ. We see it in his passion as he laid down his life for us, and we see it more fully in his resurrection as we see that not only did he take on our suffering, but he gives us new life. Because of that, we can say with Paul that we are more than conquerors. Through Jesus' resurrection, we have the power to conquer fear and tribulation, famine, nakedness, danger, sword. In the midst of all those things, those situations and circumstances may change in our lives, we can know that the love of God does not. We can know that the love of God remains steadfast. I have experienced a lot of fear and anxiety in my life, and I'm still prone to these fears. They often seem so real, and I know that the devil wants me to be stymied by them and to be bogged down by them. But I found when I expose those to my brothers, I open up about my fears, and I lift them up to the Lord, I find that they have no power. Recently, I was facing a lot of anxiety and fear about mission work that I'm a part of with UCO, University Christian Outreach, and I was brought back to the truth that the Lord has won the greatest victory and given us his love, and that we need not worry. That my fears hold nothing when I realize that the greatest victory has been won by Jesus, that he is the main actor, that it's because of him that we are conquerors. And actually, my role as a missionary pales in comparison, and really it is quite simple. Each of us, brothers and sisters, as we share God's love, simply need to trust in the Lord and the power of his love. As we act and as we serve him and as we share with our friends and family about God's love, we can have confidence in that power of that love. So I had to answer. Want to close with two questions and a prayer. What area of your life do you need to let God's love conquer more fully? Who can you invite to experience God's love, his unchanging love, his conquering love today? Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for your steadfast love, for your great love, the love that conquers all, the love that holds us close to you, the love that empowers us, the love that we cannot earn and that we will never lose except by our own neglect. Lord, we ask that you would strengthen us. Help us, Lord God. Give us your grace in this day. And Lord, we proclaim the truth that we are sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.